scripture reading from John chapter 1 verse 4 and chapter 15 verse 4 and 5. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is the word of God. Please be seated. Let's put our hands and invite Pastor Xiao Wen for today's word. Let us pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
we
come before you in reverence. May your word and spirit work among us,
使我们更深地来渴慕你,
that we may desire you more, and love you more.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 今天的题目叫做住在主里。
The title for today's sermon is Abiding in the Lord.
我在教会服侍了三年，发现了一个普遍的现象。
And in my 3 years of serving in the church, I've observed a concerning trend.
那就是很多弟兄姐妹都忙着参与各种各样的服侍。
That many brothers and sisters are working tirelessly in all the different ministries.
全年无休，忙忙碌碌，非常的忠心和委身。
So they are very faithful, and they do so faithfully throughout the year.
但是服侍主的热忱远大过于想要与主建立亲密关系的热忱。
However, their zeal for serving the Lord often outweighs their desire to cultivate a close relationship with Him.
即便是每一天读经祷告灵修,
even though they have devotions daily and pray daily,
也像是打卡完成一个个的任务,
it can sometimes feel like a routine task or just checking off a to-do list.
对于基督徒而言,
so for Christians,
祷告是非常重要的, 是与神的对话。
Prayer is a vital channel for building a relationship with God.
是与神建立亲密关系的重要渠道。
And it's a very important way in which we do so.
但我们绝大多数的祷告都是主你保守这个祝福那个。
But our prayers often center around God, can you bless this? Can you protect me from this?
我比较少听到有人的祷告是单单的想要亲近主、渴慕主。
So rarely do I hear prayers that focus solely on drawing near to God with the intent of just being in His presence.
表达一种对主很单纯的爱慕，主啊，我爱你。
So expressing just pure admiration and love for Him.
我们在信仰当中更多的是倾向于做马大。
So our faith often mirrors Martha's busyness.
不停地做事情。
And we're just constantly working and doing things.
那这样有弟兄姐妹可能就要问了，难道教会不需要传福音吗？
So some might ask, so doesn't the church need to evangelize?
不需要关怀社群吗?
Shouldn't it care for the community?
不需要完成大使命吗?
Shouldn't we go out there to fulfill the Great Commission?
不需要门徒门训吗?
Don't we need to train disciples?
这些不都是需要人去做的吗?
Aren't these all indispensable?
做马大有什么问题吗?
So what's wrong with being Martha?
教会需要很多的人站起来服侍。
Many people need to stand up and serve the church.
这是实际的情况。
And so that's the reality that we face.
教会确实需要很多愿意委身的肢体站出来服侍。
So it is true that the church needs more faithful individuals to step forward to serve.
但我们需要有一个平衡的信仰生活。
But we need a balanced spiritual life.
使徒保罗就是一个非常好的例子。
And the Apostle Paul provides us an excellent example of this.
保罗在写给哥林多教会的书信当中谈到了他的服事是如何的艰难。
So in his letters to the Corinthians, Paul recounts the hardships he had to endure as he continues to fulfill his calling.
为了完成外邦人传福音的呼召和使命，他全然献上。
And so he offers himself completely, dedicating himself to preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
格林多后书11章23-29.
Okay, and I will read. I have worked much harder, been imprisoned more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have gone often without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have gone often without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak.
Who is led to sin? And I do not inwardly burn?
保罗在拼尽全力地服侍主。
So he's serving the Lord with all his heart.
我们跟他相比真的是微不足道啊。
And as compared to him, our sacrifices seem really insignificant.
当我们以保罗为榜样的时候
But even as we aspire to emulate him,
我们学习他的委身 全心全意侍奉神的时候却忽略了一个很重要的点。
Trying to emulate his dedication and wholehearted service, we often overlook something that's very critical.
那就是保罗在腓立比书三章八节中所说的。
Which is what Paul highlights in Philippians 3 verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
保罗以认识基督为至宝，他最大的追求就是得着基督。
So Paul treasured knowing Christ above all else. His greatest pursuit is to gain Christ.
什么是得着基督？
So what is to gain Christ?
就是与主有个亲密的关系。
Which is to have an intimate relationship with him.
保罗与主的关系亲密到了一个地步。
And we know that his relationship with the Lord is so intimate.
腓立比书一章二十三节。
As he declares in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
他是那么样的渴慕神，渴慕到了一个地步，甚至现在就想脱去肉身，回到主那里，享受与主的同在。
So he longs so much for the Lord that he yearns to shed his earthly burdens and just be with Jesus.
因为与主同在，好的无比。
Because there is the ultimate joy that he's experiencing.
在服事中，我们以保罗为榜样。
So when we serve, we often model ourselves after him.
全年无休，甚至有人愿意为主死在服事的道路上。
Now many people tirelessly working for the Lord, even willing to die for the Lord.
但是我们却忽略了，保罗不仅仅是不停地服事神，对他而言，与主耶稣的关系才是最重要的。
But we fail to recognize that it's not the busyness that Paul's concerned with. His primary focus is his relationship with Jesus.
以认识基督为至宝，看万事为粪土。
And knowing Christ was his greatest treasure and considered everything else as insignificant.
保罗是那么样的认识基督，爱慕主。
And that's how he knew the Lord intimately and how he loved him.
也是因为与主有那么亲密的一个关系，才是他侍奉的原动力。
And because of this deep connection, he has a source of strength.
与主的联合是他侍奉得力的源泉和保障。
This connection was a source of strength and was the foundation for his service.
我相信
I believe,
如果保罗没有与主这么样亲密，他不可能完成伟大的一个宣教使命。
That Paul would not have been able to accomplish what he did without being rooted in Christ.
所以教会需要马大。
So while the church needs Marthas,
但是我们也需要有玛利亚的生命，两者不可或缺。
We also need to have the life of Mary. Both are indispensable.
如果我们单单的只是亲近主，不服事，不传福音，那就没有人去完成大使命，神的国如何降临？
So if we only draw close to God without serving or evangelizing, then who's going to fulfill the Great Commission?
但是如果我们只是做马大，没有与神亲近的时间，没有常常的住在主里面与主联合，我们的生命是无法产生属灵的影响力。
But if we are only like Martha, we don't spend time drawing near to the Lord and abiding in Him, our lives cannot bear spiritual fruit.
我这里说的是属灵的影响力。
And I'm talking about spiritual influence.
我们还是可以做很多的事情。
We can still do many things.
外面的社团也可以做很多的事情。
Out there in the society, we can accomplish great things.
但是我们所做的是属天的，不是属地的。
But we are called to do what's heavenly and not what's on earth.
是属灵的。
To do what is spiritual.
因为我们靠属地的力量去完成属天的事情，怎么会有好的结果呢？
If we rely solely on earthly strength to accomplish our heavenly tasks, we cannot yield good results.
所以我们需要看重内室里面与主的关系。
So we must prioritize our relationship with God in a secret place.
要常常的亲近主，学习住在主里。
Continually draw near to Him and learn to abide in Him.
这不是一件可有可无的事情。
This is not optional for Christians.
对得救重生的基督徒而言，这是必须要做的事情。
For us, it is essential as eating, drinking.
就像每一天吃饭、喝酒、喝水。呼吸空气一样的重要。
It's as essential as eating, drinking, breathing, going about our daily lives.
所以第一点，枝子连于葡萄树。
So the first point is about the vine being connected, the branch connected to the vine.
约翰福音十五章四至五节。
So John chapter 15 verses 4 to 5, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.Apart from me, you can do nothing.
在主耶稣所有的比喻当中，葡萄树与枝子的连接是很重要的一件事，这是性命攸关的事。
So in Jesus' metaphor, the connection between the vine and the branches is crucial. It's a matter of life and death.
葡萄树与枝子的连接，在外面看，就是枝子连在葡萄树上吗？
This connection is not merely superficial, where we can observe it being attached together.
但重要的是，枝子每一天不断地在吸取树内的浆汁，得到生命的供应，因此才能够结出葡萄来。
But what we are seeing is that actually it continues to draw nourishment and life from the vine in order to bear fruit.
换言之，枝子若没有连在树上，它就与生命的供应隔绝了。
Similarly, if the two are not connected, then it's severed from the source of life. It will be separated.
照样，如果我们没有与主连接，我们就是与生命的源头断绝了。
So similarly, we're disconnected from Christ. We are severed from the source of life.
根本就没有办法结出果子啊。
And we will not be able to bear fruit.
但是现实当中呢
？But in reality,
绝大多数的枝子，我们讲我们。
So most of us believers,
每天10到15分钟。
We spend about 10-15 minutes.
最多一个小时连接在枝子上，连接在葡萄树上。
At most an hour to connect to the vine.
剩下的23个小时就自动拔出电源，隔绝葡萄树。
And for the remaining 23 hours, we unplug ourselves and then we just do our thing.
那结果会怎么样呢
？So what would happen?
我们就会死亡是枝子唯一的出路和结果。
And so then the branch withers and dies.
大家想象一下啊。
Imagine this.
如果你是一个葡萄园主
，If you are the owner of a vineyard,
你看到一个枝子，它长在那里
，and you see the branch are growing.
但是它其实已经枯干了，它没有连在那个枝子、那个整个葡萄树上。
But in fact, it's already withered and died because it's not connected to the vine.
你会怎样做
？What will you do?
剪掉它，对不对
？You will cut it off.
因为它已经不能结果子了。
Because it cannot bear fruit.
所以要剪掉它，把那些把那些营养要让它进入到其他的枝子当中嘛。
So for the nutrients to go to the rest of the plant, you have to prune it and cut it out.
我们有时候也会这样看待我们的信仰。
Do we see our faith in the same way?
我们花时间花15、半个小时、一个小时来读经祷告。
We spend 30 minutes an hour to pray and read the word.
祷告读经完了。
And after we are done with that,
我们的任务完成了。
Oh, my task is complete.
哇，我的良心可以安心在神的同在里了。
My conscience is clear.
日常的生活中就把主给忘了。
Then I can continue being unplugged.
这不是主耶稣要我们过的生活。
This is not the life that Christ has called us to live.
他要我们住在他的里面。
He wants us to abide in him.
每一天都学习住在他里面。
Learning to live in him daily.
那什么是住在基督里呢
？So what does it mean to abide in Christ?
住在基督里意味着我们的生命与基督的生命相连接，形成一个属灵的合一。
So it means that our lives are intertwined with His, forming this spiritual unity.
就是我们与主的关系就像我们呼吸那样的顺畅和自然。
And this relationship is as if like we are breathing. It's very natural.
我们不再是孤立的生活。
We don't live an isolated life.
而是与主联合。
But one that's united with the Lord.
在凡事上祷告寻求。
In everything we seek the Lord through prayer.
借着圣灵的内住和指引。
And we're guided by the indwelling of the Spirit.
活出一个基督的样式。
To live a Christ-like life.
住在基督里意味着我们凡事都需要祷告的。
Abiding in Christ involves praying about everything.
我们要学习不再依靠自己的力量。
We must learn to stop relying on ourselves.
而是靠着神的恩典和能力。
But rely on His grace and strength.
过圣洁敬虔的生活。
To live a righteous life.
因为我发觉我们很多人其实很能干。
Because all of us are quite competent.
我们很会靠自己的能力去处理和解决问题。
We can depend on ourselves to solve many problems.
很多时候就哦，主你不要来，我来处理，我能够解决掉。
And very often we tell the Lord, you know, don't interfere. I've got this.
Yeah. 当我们住在基督里是一个持续的过程。
But living in Christ is a continual process.
它不是一个偶然的体验。
And not an occasional experience.
我跳进去，哦，住在主里，我又跑出来。
Oh, I experience it and I'll jump out of it.
你见过哪一个枝子连在树上，然后忽然掉下来，又忽然接上去，忽然掉下来？
Have you seen a branch that detaches itself from the vine and then joins it back again?
我们需要日复一日，年复一年，操练与主耶稣建立一个亲密的关系。
So we must nurture this intimate relationship with the Lord day after day, year after year.
每天是否花时间安静在神的面前
？Do we spend quiet time before the Lord each day?
在面对工作、学习的时候，第一时间想到的是祷告，让求神介入吗？
When we are facing challenges at work or in our lives, it's our first instinct to pray.
还是除了每天灵修祷告生活之外，就是将神自动屏蔽掉了。
Or is it like after we finish our daily due diligence of quiet time, then we start to block him out?
完全靠自己的才能、才干、理性、经验来处理和解决问题。
Then we rely solely on our abilities and intellect to just resolve the issues that we face.
是否在生活的间隙有一个不间断的祷告，表达对主的渴慕
？Do we have a continuous prayer life in our lives?
我从2012年五月进入到内在生活操练。
So in from May 2012, I started practicing the inner life.
在过去的十多年里。
Over the past decade,
我深深地感到内在生活的操练就像一个属灵的宝藏一样。
I feel like I have uncovered a spiritual treasure.
在没有进入到内在操练的时候，我非常看重我眼睛所能看到的一切。
Before practicing the inner life, I placed a great value on outward appearance.
非常在乎别人如何评价我。
I cared deeply about other people's opinions of me.
如何看待我
？How they viewed me.
自己的服事有没有被看见啊
？And whether people validated or affirmed my ministry.
那个老我真的很大。
My old self was.
Big, 很容易被冒犯
，and I was easily offended.
也很容易去冒犯别人
，and I offended others easily.
直到进入到内在生活之后呢
？But after coming cultivating my inner life,
每一天花时间亲近主，神开启我里面的生活。
As I dedicated more time to drawing close to God,
我才发觉，即便外面戴着面具，为了证明自己服侍得很火热，得到很多的鼓励和掌声，但内心却是一具没有生命的枯骨。
So God revealed to me that even though I, on the outside, I served Him passionately, but within me, I'm like dry bones.
我们那么的需要主将属天的生命赐制作在我们的里面。
And I needed God's life, within me.
真正的经历向己而死，向义而活。
And I really needed to experience putting to death my old self and living towards God's righteousness.
什么是属灵的生命
？So what's a spiritual life?
就是老我死亡。
It means putting to death our old selves.
一个成长的基督徒，老我一定是死的。
A growing Christian will put to death his or her old self.
没有人说哦，我的老我还是那么样子的，保持完整，而且属灵生命能够成长的。
Nobody would say that. Oh, my old self is still intact, and then somehow I'm still spiritually growing.
内在生活让我得着两个最大的得着。
And so these are two profound lessons that I took away.
第一就是在生命在主的里面不断的被更新和制作。
Firstly, I realized that my life is continually renewed in God's presence.
再来爱加贝工作的时候呢，神将我在另一个教会做行政的工作。
So prior to coming to work in Agape, I was working in another church for about 7 years.
因为做行政工作，只要做好分内的事情，他们都让我自己安排时间。
So I had a lot of freedom, with the way I used my time because my role was mainly administrative.
在那七年当中呢，我花很长时间来敬拜、祷告、听讲道。
So in those 7 years, I could spend a significant amount of time praying, listening to sermons and worshiping God.
神的同在真的很强烈。
And I felt intensely His presence.
神也在我安静等候他的时候，光照我里面的罪和老我。
And when I waited quietly before Him, God revealed to me aspects of my old self.
在一次次的哭泣悔改当中，生命被神不断的来改变和更新。
And through countless times of repentance and surrender, my life was being renewed.
第二就是与主的关系。
And the second transformation was my relationship with Him.
过去我相信自己有救恩，但是与神的关系非常的遥远。
In the past, I believed that I received salvation, but I felt very distant from Him.
感觉他在天上，我在地上，界限非常的分明。
As if He's in heaven and I'm on earth, and there is this very clear boundary between us.
当我开始操练住在主里的时候
，But as I practice abiding in the Lord,
与主的关系变得很亲近。
My relationship with Him grew much closer.
他不单单在天上，他也在我的里面内住的基督。
God's no longer just dwelling in the heavens, but indwelling in me.
每一天无论做什么，他都与我同在。
And every day, no matter what I was doing, He was with me.
内心深处产生了一种神圣的对神的不满足。
And deep within me arose a sacred discontent.
想要更多的得着基督。
A deep desire for more of Christ.
我的祷告不是哦，主啊，你要帮我做这个，你要帮我，而是更多的是主啊，我渴慕你。
So my prayer was, God, please, was not God, please help me to do this and that, but God, please, I would like to have more of you.
我想更深的认识你。
I want to know you more.
我现在跟大家读一下我过去的属灵日志。
Okay, I'm going to read to you my spiritual journal.
是2012年8月23号。
2012. 8月 is August.
August 26th.
26th, okay.
今天当我坐在地铁上的时候
As I said in the MRT today,
我在安静等候神的时候
As I was awaiting him quietly,
心里有个很大的感动
I had this feeling in my heart.
圣灵光照我
The Spirit revealed to me.
让我看到我自己真的是一个很自私的人
And showed me that I was a selfish person.
曾经因为性格的原因受到过伤害
Because of my personality, I have been hurt.
以及不被接纳。
And was unaccepted by others.
所以我学会了隐藏。
So I learned to hide.
爱弟兄姐妹的心也渐渐的冷淡了。
And my love for others grew cold.
自己虽然在内在生命的操练当中得着很多。
Even though I've gotten a lot out of practicing the inner life.
却不愿意与人分享。
But I was not willing to share.
某一方面我害怕被别人拒绝。
On the one hand, I was afraid of being rejected.
害怕他们不愿意听我说话。
I'm concerned that they would not want to listen to me.
所以我就选择了隐藏。
So I chose to hide.
但是圣灵光照我
But the Spirit revealed to me
让我为这样的自爱自怜自我保护的罪悔改
To repent of my self-pity and self-love
借着悔改神的能力就进入到我的里面
Through repentance I feel the power of God coming into my life
释放我更新我
Liberating me and renewing me
主啊
Lord
帮助我更多的能够找出这样的走出这样的捆绑
Help me to walk out of this bondage
更多的来爱人爱己
That I may love others more
当我们在内在上生活当中，圣灵会做工在我们的里面。
As we pursue the practicing of the inner life and abiding in Him, the Spirit will work in us.
我相信如果没有那七年的根基
，I believe that without that 7 years as a foundation，
今天的我根本无法服侍，也不可能站在这里。
I won't be able to serve or stand here.
我可能就是一个自怜自哀的人。
I might have been a self-pitying Christian.
不断地释放负面的情绪、负面的言语。
Constantly expressing negative emotions and words.
主耶稣说我们要有结果子的生命
Jesus said that we are to have a life that bears fruit
那什么是结出果子的生命呢
So what does it mean to have a life that bears fruit
就是我这个人身上有东西除掉了
It means that something within me has been removed
就是在我里面那个占有神地位的东西它不断地被洁净被去除
Anything that occupies the space for God must be continually taken away
我越来越小基督在我里面越来越大
I must decrease and Christ must increase
当神在我的里面越来越大的时候结出生命的果子
And when God's presence and space within me grows then my life bears fruit
像基督一样活像基督啊
That I can live like him
不是懂很多的知识头脑很大
It's not about acquiring more knowledge
这也可能会让我们变得非常的骄傲
BecauseAcquisition of knowledge can lead to pride.
结果子的生命是神在我们里面不断的显大。
But a fruitful life is one where He is constantly magnified in us.
而我的老我一天一天的死去。
While our old self is constantly dying daily.
一个突飞猛进的基督徒，老我是天天减少的。
A thriving Christian is one where their old self diminishes day by day.
而这一切都是在内室当中与主亲近的时候发生的。
And all of this happens in a secret place when we are close to God.
神将属天的生命不断地制作在我们里面。
And God is giving us this transformation in us all the time.
不是靠我们自己。
Not achieved through our own efforts.
我们无法靠自己改变生命。
Because we cannot transform ourselves.
如果我们靠自己，基督真的不用来到地上来救赎我们了。
If we were that self-sufficient, then Christ did not have to come.
我们需要深深地认识一个真理。
So we need to understand this truth.
那就是离了神，我们不能做什么。
That apart from God, we cannot do anything.
离了神，我们是真的不能做什么，不是假假的哦，就说一说这样子。
It's not just saying, but truly apart from Him, we can do nothing.
因为神的国不在于言语，而在于全能，是能力。
Because the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
难道我们靠着属地的、属血气的，使神的国降临吗
？So how can we ever bring God's kingdom by relying on our fleshly and earthly abilities?
所以我们要让上帝来制作我们的生命。
So let Christ mold our lives.
有一个牧师曾经说过
，A pastor once said,
想要服侍上帝，先让神来服侍你，就是上帝让神来制作你。
Before you serve others, allow God to serve you and change you.
为什么我们这么需要连于基督呢
？So why do we need to stay connected to Christ?
因为真实的生命在于基督。
Because in true life is found in Christ.
约翰福音一章四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4 In him was life and that life was the light of all mankind.
在约翰福音的开头约翰描述道与神是同在道就是神
So at the beginning of the gospel of John John describes the word as being with God and being God.
耶稣基督作为道他是创造万物的源头他是生命的起源和本质
So Jesus Christ as the word is the source of all creation. He's the origin of life.
所有的物质生命和属灵生命都源于他。
All physical and spiritual life came from him.
无论是自然界的生命还是人的属灵生命都是从他而出的。
And it flows from him.
对于得救重生的基督徒而言，生命的意义不仅仅是存在在肉体的状态了。
So for us born again Christians, our life is not just the physical existence.
更多的是基督内住在我们的里面。
But the indwelling presence of Christ in us.
是一种属灵的生命，不是属血气的了。
That's a spiritual life, not just one of the flesh.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.Says if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
我们需要明白。
We need to understand.
基督徒，我们是新造的人。
That being in Christ means we are a completely new creation.
是一种全新的创造。
It's completely new.
和过去不一样了。
Radically different from what we were.
约翰福音三章五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5. Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
过去的我们是肉身生的，是从母腹而生的。
So our initial birth was physical from our mothers.
但是当我们得救重生的那一刻，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
But at the moment of our spiritual rebirth, the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
我们也接受了洗礼。
And we accept the baptism.
我们是借着圣灵和水生的。
So we are born of water and the Spirit.
在座的各位，
All of us seated here.
当我们重生得救的时候，我们真的和过去那个不幸的我是两种被造物了。
Once we have accepted Christ, we are radically different from the past.
是两种的属性。
We are no longer the same in our nature and essence.
一个是属地的。
One is earthly.
一个是属天的。
While the other is heavenly.
一个是属肉体的。
One is physical.
一个是属灵的。
While the other is spiritual.
我用手机打个比喻。
So I'm going to use the mobile phone as an analogy.
过去老式的手机就像诺基亚。
Okay, the older phone models like Nokia.
除了手机的屏幕，手机下方还有很多的那种按键嘛。
So there are a lot of buttons.
对于旧式的手机而言，功能也很有限。
So they are very limited like functions.
我们就是来打电话、发短信，绝大多数时候。
It's just to call and text.
但是呢，当手机变成智能手机的时候。
Oh, the invention of smartphones.
手机还是手机。
Well, the phone is still the phone.
但是它的功能已经不仅仅只局限于打电话和发短信了。
But its functionality goes beyond just calling or texting.
它可以完成很多的东西。
It can do so many things.
成了我们生活当中不可或缺的一部分。
It has become an indispensable tool.
所以无论是开发商和用户，已经不能再用过去的眼光和过去的功能来使用手机了。
So whether is it the producer or the consumer, we cannot perceive it in the same way anymore.
我们要用新的视角来看待和使用它。
We need a new lens to use it.
虽然都是手机
，Even though they are all mobile phones，
但是无论是设计还是功能，都发生了质的改变。
But in terms of design and functionality, it's radically changed.
我们也一样啊。
We are the same too.
当我们得救重生之后，自然要以完全不同的态度来看待我们的新生命了。
After receiving Christ, we need to look at our lives differently.
那就是我们的生命唯有与神连接，才能获得生命的养分。
Which is that our lives must be connected to God for sustenance.
才能维持下去。
Then we can grow.
才能结果子。
And grow and bear fruit.
不然就枯萎了。
If not, we will wither.
但我希望在座的各位啊。
And I would like all of us.
我们教会推崇说是我们要读经，我们要祷告。
To know that you know our church encourages us to pray and read the Bible daily.
我们很多人就说哇，教会来强迫我们读经和祷告。
And we feel like the church is compelling me to do this.
这是一种被动强制和被逼无奈的行为。
This is a very passive way to view it.
但是我希望大家能够从今天开始有一个新的概念。
But I hope that we would adopt a new lens to viewing this.
是因为我们需要。
It's because I need it.
我们真的很需要。
We desperately need it.
我希望每一天的读经、祷告、灵修是一种自发的、主动的、渴慕的、自觉的行为。
And I hope that our desire to pray, to read the word, to do quiet time, it's self-motivated.
我们需要给属灵的，通俗一点，我们需要给我们属灵的生命吃饭。
To put it in layman's term, we need to have our spiritual food daily.
我们每天一个人吃三顿或者两顿饭。
Most of us eat twice or three times a day.
那我们属灵生命也一样，要天天吃饭呀。
So similarly, in our spiritual lives, we need to eat daily.
就像我们现在大家都用手机，你三天不充电肯定会关机。
For example, you know, if you don't charge your phone for 3 days, it just shuts down.
那我们的生命呢
？What more our lives?
如果我们不常常连于主，生命就无法结果子。
If we don't abide in Christ, our lives cannot bear fruit.
虽然拥有救恩，但也仅仅只是得救而已。
We will merely receive salvation, and that's it.
我们的生命，但是神不是让我们仅仅只得救。
But God doesn't just want to give us salvation.
我们来看哥林多前书三章十一至十五节。
We take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 11 to 15. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burnt up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be safe, even though only as one escaping through the flames. We have the work of using gold, silver, and costly stones. And some of us work using wood, hay, or straw. So do we really just want to stop at receiving salvation? God wants us to look to a greater reward. Then how can we abide in Christ?
第三,
so how do we do that?
第一,
firstly, do not overwork.
因为生活紧张, 压力太大,
excessive busyness and stress harms our body, mind, and soul.
许多的疾病都是心理压力太大,
and many illnesses actually arise due to psychological pressures.
保罗说, 我们所领受的不是这世界的灵,
remember that Paul said, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. The world spirit pulls us away from God. It pulls us into the world.
什么港剧, 韩剧, TikTok, YouTube, 小红书,
okay, 你们知道啊?
而神的灵是要把我们引到他的面前,
but the Holy Spirit draws us closer to God,
要与他连接,
to connect with him.
世界的灵叫我们很忙碌,
the spirit of the world drives us to restlessness and busyness,
晚上一直那个刷电, 刷电话, 不睡觉,
and all of us doom scrolling instead of sleeping.
但是神的灵是让我们得平安, 得安息,
but the spirit of God is to give us peace and joy,
让我们生命栽种在溪水旁,
planting our lives by streams of living water.
第二,
number two, think of God often.
圣经说, 主离我们不远, 罗马书十章九节说, 就他就在你心里,
so in Romans 10 it says, the word is near you, it's in your mouth and your heart.
主记在我们心里, 我们随时随地的, 可以与主谈心,
because he is in our heart, we can speak to him anytime.
要培养用心灵与神对话的习惯,
we must cultivate a habit of speaking to God from our hearts.
不要每次祷告就说, 哇, 为教会, 为国度, 为施工, 为天气, 为很多东西, 但是从来不为自己来祷告,
so we pray for many things in the world, but then we sometimes neglect to pray for ourselves.
这是一种神圣的习惯,
it's a spiritual discipline,
这也是与主保持连接最好的方法,
and it helps us to connect with him.
随时随地的, 真实的祷告,
anytime, anywhere, we pray sincerely.
当我们看见今天早上一出来, 哇, 遇到很多的交通堵塞啊, 你心里面很不舒服, 很不爽, 你就可以跟主啊, 我今天, 啊, 这么的, 就很真实地表达自己的情绪, 跟主说。
So we can express our very real emotions, you know, whether we are caught in a jam or some inconveniences, inconvenience throughout the day.
所以我们需要练习用心灵与主对话,
we need to practice speaking to him from our hearts,
多用心来表达对神的渴慕,
and express our desire for him.
所谓的与主的连接, 其实就是心灵里面的一种连接,
so the essence of being connected is basically within the spirit and the heart.
尤其在我们安静的时候,
especially when we quiet ourselves,
与神独处,
and we spend alone time with him.
我们就不要一直忙着要, 一定要说话, 或做很多的事情, 我们可以安静在上帝的面前。
Sometimes we need not say too many words, we just be in his presence,
享受与神的同在,
and just enjoy being with him.
第三, 务要拔出时间与神独处。
Number three, make time to be alone with God.
基督徒若要生命扎根在主的里面,
if you want your life to be more deeply rooted in him,
独处是绝不可或缺的,
spending time alone with him is a crucial part.
我不相信一个没有独处的人可以服侍大有恩赐和能力。
I do not believe that a person who does not practice this alone time with God can actually do much in terms of his ministry.
越忙碌越需要亲近主。
The busier you are, the more you need to quiet yourself. Because we need greater strength.
以赛亚书40章31节说, 但那仰望耶和华的人必重新得力, 他们必像鹰一样展翅上腾, 奔跑也不疲倦, 他们行走也不疲乏。
Because Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. Our strength comes from the Lord.
如果真的很忙碌,
if you are so busy, then capture the moments that where you can.
在巴士在地铁上的时候
maybe when you are waiting for the bus or the train.
在排队的时候
when you are queuing up.
也可以祷告的
you can pray.
第四，多读经，默想神的话语。
Number four, read and meditate on scripture.
尤其我们读到感动的经文的时候
especially when verses move our heart.
就要停下来默想祷告
pause, reflect and pray.
因为圣灵可能借这样子的话语在向我们说话
because such moment of inspirations often come from the spirit.
圣灵所要赐着借着神的话赐下亮光和启示
and he wants to reveal light and revelation to you
第五要尽量多参加有神同在的聚会
number five participate in gatherings where God's presence is evident
因为无论在哪里两三个人奉我的名聚会我就在你们中间这是神的应许
because God promised that for where two or three gather in my name there am I with them
第六要常常与灵里相通的属灵同伴交通彼此分享心得诉说神的作为还要一起祷告
We should be in regular fellowship with spiritual companions who are in tune with the spirit sharing insights and recounting God's works
这是一种圣徒的相交
It's a kind of fellowship between the saints
一对一或者少数人在一起的分享祷告是非常重要不可或缺的
Such one-to-one or even small group sharing and fellowshipIt's extremely important.
第七，要委身在一个教会团契和小组当中。
Number seven is to commit to a healthy spiritual community, whether a church or a cell group.
我们要尽我们做肢体的功能和责任。
We must fulfill our responsibility as a member of the body.
我们是否真心爱主？爱主到什么程度？我们是否真的爱主的教会？爱弟兄姐妹？看我们委身的程度。
So the true test of whether we truly love the Lord, the extent to which we love Him, can be seen in how we commit to loving His church and our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们很容易爱神的。
We can love God quite easily.
因为主真的非常的可爱，真的很容易被我们去爱他。
Because God is lovely and it's so easy to love Him.
但我们很难去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But it's hard to love your fellow brothers and sisters.
这个跟你不一样，那个跟你不一样。
We are so different from each other.
我们可能还会产生冲突。
And very often we have conflicts with one another.
还要爱吗？
Do we still love?
对，这就是一个属灵的操练。
And so this is a spiritual discipline.
如果有了以上的七点
with the seven, if we do the seven things mentioned earlier,
那就是说我们与主连接了。
Then we can connect with the Lord.
生命就可以结出果子。
And our life will become more fruitful.
外在我们可以领人归主。
And externally we can, you know, draw more to know the Lord.
内在呢，我们可以把我们的生命。能够越来越活像基督。
And internally we can feel that we grow into Christ likeness.
最后我们需要记住，与主联合，住在主里，是每一个基督徒生命当中最重要的事情。
So finally we remember that being connected to Him and abiding in the Lord is the most important thing in every Christian life.
无论我们在哪里，不管我们多忙碌，与主连接是第一要紧的。
So no matter where we are, how busy we are, connecting with Him should be our top priority.
主说，但那最需要的只有一件事，玛利亚已经选择了那上好的份，是不能从他夺去的。
So the Lord says this, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
盼望我们每一个人都有敏锐的属灵洞察力。
And I hope that all of us will have this keen spiritual insight about being connected with the Lord.
什么是知道什么是上好的
And know what is the better thing.
什么是次好的
And what is the good thing.
什么是不好的
And what is the bad thing.
然后我们能够选择上好的福分
And we can choose the better blessing.
就是与主的关系
Which is to abide in Him.
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你
Dear Lord, we thank you.
求主帮助我们
Lord, help us.
每一天能够在日常生活当中花更多的时间来亲近你。
That we spend more time in your presence every day.
主啊，我们是多么的需要你。
Lord, we need you.
我们离了你真的不能做什么。
We cannot do anything ourselves.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
仰望交托，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.